The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome to Psychic View. So I want to talk about something real quick before I go to the calls. You know, I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset. It's a guide of all the rituals that I've been talking about since I've been hosting this radio program since 2003. I've been on Blog Talk for 6 years, but I was on, quote, traditional radio until 2010. So I have over 300 broadcasts that are on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to listen to any of them, you could go to the Psychic View on Blog Talk, and you can listen to any of the radio broadcasts. Some people like to make a note of the date that they had a question answered by me, and then what they do is actually replay the question, you know, a week later or even the next day, because you can listen to a rebroadcast of this program the day after it actually airs, which is really cool. But I want to talk about 9-Day Energy Reset, because here we are, it's December 18th. We are a couple of weeks away from the new year. Seriously, literally 2 weeks away from the new year. And this is a really great time to start letting go of what's not working for you in 2016. So 2016 was, you know, people are calling it the death train year because we lost so many amazing, amazing people in 2016. But it is also a year of completion. So in numerology, if you add 2 and 1 and 6 together, it equals a 9. And 9 is a completion number. If you add 2 and 1 and 7 together, it adds up to a 10. In numerology, you drop the 0, and it means it's a number 1 year. So because 2017 is a number 1 year, it means it gives yourself permission to pay attention to what's important to you. So there's also another twist on that, is that if you take the month of your birth, the day of your birth, and add those two together with 2017, which reduces to a 1. So if you were born on September 1st, it doesn't matter what year. So September 1st, you add 9 and 1 together, it equals 10. You add 1 because the year 2017 adds up to a 10, you drop the 0. That's another one. She had one and one together. So to add your own personal flair to what happens in 2017, is that would mean two is a partnership number. Two is yin-yang, the balance of dynamic and receptive. So if you were born on 9-1 and then you add the year, not only do you have the paying attention to what's important to you, but it's through the means of partnerships and the number two. So you would be paying attention to the partners that could help you get ahead, that you really look at the friendships that are there for you and not the ones that aren't. So there's a little bit more of a twist on that. So I want you to realize that when you can spend the rest of this year, two more weeks, letting go of what's not working for you. I have taken three truckloads to the charities, just getting rid of things I'm not using, not wearing. I actually gave away a pair of Coach boots because I bought them on sale. They were an incredible deal. And I got them home, and though they fit in the store, frankly, they were too tight. So I gave them to a friend of mine that was a size smaller than the size that was listed on the pair of boots, and I just gave them to her. Because here's the thing, is that it's time to let go of everything that's not working for you. So if you have shoes in your shoe graveyard, everybody has shoes in their shoe graveyard, time to let go of the shoes in the shoe graveyard, things that you're not wearing, things you're not using. I am going to do the whole reverse hanger thing in my entire closet where I hang everything up where the hanger is reversed, and the clothes that I wear all the time, I'm going to put those in with the hanger moving forward. But anything that is reversed by the end of next year, I'm getting rid of. Because it's time to let go. So I've gotten rid of bags and bags of clothing, as well as a bunch of stuff that shouldn't have been in my kitchen. So just a bunch of stuff. But I'm asking you to do that because it's a letting go of what's not working for you. Nature abhors a vacuum. So when you make space for new things to come into your life, then new things will come into your life. When you let go of the people, the things, the activities, habits that are not working for you, this year is the perfect year to do it because it's a 9-year. It's a completion year. It's an ending year. 2017 is all about the new beginnings, and I want you to have the new beginning. So you download 9-Day Energy Reset. It's the cost of a latte. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it on Amazon.com. Do the preparation part of it between now and the end of the year, and then start it on January 1st. The website, 9dayer.com. It'll link you right to the Amazon site. But for a very, very modest investment, you can actually align yourself with the energy and the gifts and the abundance and the opportunities that the universe wants to give you, because the universe is always working for you, always. The thing is that, you know, people have wrote really, really great books, you know, The Energy of Abundance, you know, The Secret, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, all these wonderful authors have written something that sparks the idea that you really want something better. Well, 9-Day Energy Reset gives you the perpetual energy to keep drawing to you what you want in your life, not what you don't want. So I wrote this because I was inspired to write it. People had asked me, please put it all down in one guide. So it's a guide. It's the price of a latte. Amazon.com, you can download the Kindle software for free. BarnesandNoble.com, you can download the Nook software for free on your tablet, on your phone, and then you can read it and you can prepare for this ritual. So the first thing I want to tell you. The second thing I want to tell you is that every year I do an extended program, and I'm actually doing it because the way New Year's Eve and New Year's Day falls. On New Year's Eve, I'm broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. On New Year's Day, I'm broadcasting from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. This is the only time, and folks that are my loyal listeners know this, this is the only time that I let you ask the question, what are my highlights of 2017? You can still ask a specific question if you want to, but this is the reason why people book a full session with me, is they want the highlights of 2017. Now, I'm not going to spend a half an hour with you. I'm going to spend 5 minutes with you, and I'm going to tell you the heads up, the things that are going to happen for you, the things you want to watch out for in 2017. So that's December 31st and January 1st. On both days, I'm doing a two-hour broadcast, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturday the 31st and 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on New Year's Day. So I'm going to go to the calls. I have somebody here from the 415 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Oh, hi, Jessica from New Jersey. What's your question?
I just wanted to check in and see what you are seeing about career. I'm moving forward with two sort of avenues, so.
Okay.
That you could share.
Well, you know what? Because you have two avenues, right now I want you to think of the first one. So think of the first one. And then I'm gonna pull cards for the second one, okay? So with the first one, oh, that's interesting. Okay, it's saying that with the first one, there's a man here that is kind of talking about helping you, and what it's saying here is that it's all talk. So unless you can get it in writing, unless you can be very, very proactive about getting things written down, getting the promise written, it may be that you shoot an email or a text about a timeline. But it's saying that for you to make that happen, you have to actually make an effort and get it put in writing. Does that make sense?
I don't have anyone in my life with that right now. I would like someone to help me. Yeah.
So it is to tell you that you have to do this yourself. There's nobody going to step up and help you. You got to do it yourself. That's the first opportunity. The second opportunity involves a total commitment that once you are all in and really, really do this, then you need to work your political environment around you. In other words, call in your favors. Anyone that owes you, this is when you call in your favors. And it's also saying that you need to do it on a shoestring. You need to be the queen of cheap when you do the second one. But according to this, either one is actually a good choice. But I think there's a third opportunity that hasn't materialized yet. And I would highly recommend that you do this 9-day energy reset ritual that I've been, you know, talking about almost nonstop for my last several shows. Because what it's saying here is the way to your path for success is that when you realize that nobody does what you do the way you do it, as soon as you relax into your individuality and the fact that you do something very, very special, then it's saying that there's a huge reason for you to celebrate connected with the number 3. So that could be 3 months, that could be 3 weeks, that could be the third of the month. But all three, because I did 3 sets of cards for you. I did the first opportunity, I did the second opportunity, and then I did the one that hasn't materialized yet. Now, the one that hasn't materialized yet could be a combination of the two that you're already thinking about.
Okay.
Now, and I have to tell you, there is a way to flow those together in some way. Now, I'm just going to give you an example, my own personal example. I have a bachelor's degree in business. My real career was sales. Before I got into doing this, and part of the reason I was really good at sales is because I could pick up stuff about people. Okay? So what I ended up blending that until it got to the point of me actually doing this as a full-time career. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But I blended it in the meantime. So when you can actually blend the two things, it's like I've been throwing this idea out there because I think it's a marvelous idea, and I've actually told a few clients that they have the mojo to do this. And I'm going to throw the idea out there because I think it's a really good one, is that someone who really loves to take care of older people, for example, but they also love dogs, wouldn't it be wicked cool if somebody created a senior daycare that also was a halfway house for dogs? So it's like it's blending two things together. Because, you know, so Ralph is, you know, one of the daycare guys that come by, or, you know, senior daycare people. He comes by and he hangs out and he plays bingo and he gardens and he does that. But then Bingo the dog follows Ralph around like he's just the best human in the whole place. And what happens is that Ralph might end up adopting Bingo because the parent, the daughter or son that drops off Ralph every day, because that bonding, it's going to make Ralph happier to have that extra companion. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what it's
really
saying
nice.
Here, okay, so what mm-hmm. it's saying here is that there is a, for you, Jessica, there's a blending of a couple, maybe even three different things that you're good at that all end up becoming one thing for now to move you forward, it to get the right political connections to get you into the thing that you absolutely love exclusively.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that blending thing, so you're touching on that.
Right.
Okay,
so,
I have to think about
that
this for a little bit.
And
yeah.
I'm telling you, you got this. You've got this.
It seems
you're
like
have
I have a lot of the stuff I just have to let unfold, you know, I try to do,
right.
and it seems like, okay, you just have to let
right.
it unfold.
Okay, I got to address that real quick, and then I got to let you go. But one of the
okay.
things I got to tell you is sometimes we just got to let it happen, not make it happen. Sometimes we got to get out of our own way of how it's going to happen and just see what happens. Because I'm telling you, you have all this talent. It feels like you've got all this talent bottled up and it's corked right now. And you just want to explode out there and do this like really amazing big thing. But I'm asking you, just take the cork out and see what happens. Do you see? It's like really good sommeliers know how to open a bottle of champagne without making it pop.
How do you take out the cork and just see what happens? What is
because
the...
what I'm trying to tell you is that open yourself up with reserving your power. So let's think of a bottle with a cork in it. And
mm-hmm.
let's say the bottle is three quarters full, right? So you're the essence that's the three quarters full in the bottle, right? Right now it's corked. You have an idea of what you might want to do. There's things you want to, there are places you want to pour yourself into, right? All
mm-hmm.
I want you to do is I want you to uncork the bottle and see what happens when the universe picks up the bottle and pours it for you. That's why
right,
I want you to do
as
not.
As far as to uncork
I know.
It, it's just an intention to uncork it? Because I totally
all you're
am
gonna
understanding
do,
what you're saying.
All you're going to do is open yourself up to the possibilities that can present themselves to you without you making a lot of effort.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
I'm trying to tell you that if you can just do, really seriously, invest $4.95, download my 9-day energy reset guide, and spend the rest of this month getting rid of what's not working for you, and start this on January 1st. I promise, absolutely promise, that something will happen in 9 days because
okay.
it did it for me. All right, gal pal,
okay.
thanks for the call.
Awesome.
See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right,
bye-bye. All right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267, who's this?
Hi, Mona, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, what's your question?
I just want to see what you see coming for me as far as finances or relationships. I don't know what you'll have pop up.
Let's see. Well, somebody's deceiving you with a new beginning. So what it's saying here is that somebody may have promised, I'm going to give you an example of what this means. Somebody may have promised you a new job or a new adventure or a new thing. I mean, somebody may have promised you that. Somebody may have said that something that you created or did is awesome and it could move forward into something amazing. Well, the person has changed their mind. So the avenue that you thought was opening for you financially, I don't want you to count on that one. So what it's saying here is these cards talk about a broken promise. So what that means is that for you to improve your finances, you need to make sure that you're not taking on burdens financially that you can't afford. That means that you're not wasting your money. That may mean that you play the game of going to the dollar store first before you go to the grocery store. But what it's saying mm-hmm. here is that there is – I feel like what happened with you, according to these cards – do you remember Lucy and Charlie Brown? And mm-hmm. Lucy would hold up the football for Charlie Brown, And every single time Charlie Brown would dash to go hit the kick the football, and Lucy would pull the football away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what seems to be has happened with you over 2016 and maybe even longer than that. Is that I keep getting that people promise you stuff and then they don't deliver. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have been in a more of a permanent, like, full-time position for quite some time now, but I wasn't receiving my benefits yet, so I was waiting on that.
What it says here is you have a card here that you're not afraid of hard work and you've been working your butt off, and what it's saying here is that according to this, unless you can make it, and I don't know if the labor board would be able to help you with this, but you're going to have to make a stand or you're going to have to find another job. So what you say is, I don't know what the legal ramifications are, but I've worked here for whatever amount of time you've worked here, and my benefits should have kicked in at the longest time, 3 months. But if they have you down as a contract employee, then you've got to be a little careful about how you phrase that. So what you may say in that case is that I've been a contract employee for whatever amount of months. I would like to be considered an actual full-time employee here because there are some financial goals that I have, as well as I think I should be eligible for insurance as of the first of the year. And if they say no, then you say, okay, well, I know where I stand now. That's great. And you find something that actually would appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I'm getting it here is that you keep counting on your new beginning. You keep counting on them, and they keep pulling away the football, just like Lucy does to Charlie Brown.
Why is that, though? But why is that?
It's not you. It's them. You haven't done anything wrong. By you stepping up and saying, hey, any chance my benefits can kick in on January 1st? I would say just like that. Are we going to put me on benefits as of January 1st? Just really casually. If they say no, then you say, well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And then they answer you, and you won't like the answer, whatever it is, because it's going to be baloney. And then you're going to go, all right, well, good to know. Thank you for the clarification. And then you start right now. I mean, as soon as we get off the phone, as soon as we get off the radio, you start looking for a job that would appreciate you. Because I want you to have a plan B in your pocket when they tell you that they're not going to kick in your benefits. Because according to this, they won't.
We had a review at 90 days, and then we did another review for 60 days, which they never actually did the review for the 60 days because we were well and beyond that. But there was a full-time position on the board. It's a hospital, so I'm considered full, but there's a full-time position on the board that I should be definitely eligible for because, I mean, I'm the one that will come in. I've kind of started slacking a little bit now at this point because I feel unappreciated.
Well, you should feel unappreciated, and what I'm trying to tell you here is that what experience that you've gained since you've been there would be appreciated by another hospital. So I want to tell you, everybody has their new budgets as of the first of the year. So when you start looking now, right now, when everybody else is out there Christmas shopping and Hanukkah shopping, when you're out there now looking for a job, then what happens is come the first of the year, that's when all the interviews start. So you have your plan B going. The fact that they're this big mechanism that's dragging their feet, they're doing this with more than one person. It's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to call them on it because you've been there more than 6 months with no freaking benefits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from hold on, my computer's running a little slow. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Okay, and I'm going to go to area code 850. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, it's job related. I've been applying for a lot of jobs, and I don't like where I'm at right now. And I guess I'm kind of wondering why I'm still there. I really want another job,
because,
too.
Yeah, your job change happens in 2017, and a lot of people aren't doing anything right now to actually make any changes because it's toward the end of the year. I mean, it would have to be a pretty huge thing or a real huge need for someone to hire at this point because we're 2 weeks away from the new year. Tell me, I want to tell you that what I'm seeing in your cards is you're somebody that when people meet you, they really like you, Sheila. You just come across as an expert at whatever you're doing. So what do you do for work?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Okay. So
but
one of
I
the
have
things,
many other.
Yeah. See, I'm going to go right into a different career for you right now. The career that I would love to see you get into, and it's sort of the it's the same coin, but two different sides of the same coin. I'd like to see you get into event planning or trade show planning. So either logistics connected with trade shows or event planning. And they're kind of both sides of the same coin. So what I'd love to see you do is look out there for trade shows, logistics, customer service connected with trade shows, special events, anything to do with that industry. Because here's the cool thing about that. You're not going to be as stuck behind a desk all the time and be dictated to like you are now in the new adventure.
Okay.
So what I'd love you to do is I just want you to look up those keywords, destination services organizations, conventions and trade shows, logistics, special events, anything that has to do where you're dealing with people and lots of details. So let's say you have one of the bigger hotels around you. Let's say you have a Marriott, right? And you look up the Marriott that's close to you and you see if they have anything open in special events or catering. And what you do is you shift from just being, and I don't mean just as a bad thing, with just the title of an administrative assistant to administrative special events coordination, client coordination. Mm-hmm. See, the cool thing is right now I want you to add to your resume that you do special events and conference scheduling. Add that to your resume because it's not a lot.
Okay.
You know, you may be doing it on a small scale, but you're still doing it. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're – well, because here's the thing is that you are not quite sure what you want to do next, which is part of the reason why it hasn't been drawn to you.
Well, I'm going to school for I'm going to school for something, so I'm not quite finished yet. But
okay.
In the
so
meantime,
what's your degree going to be in?
Well, I want to go for a physician assistant.
Okay. So I would rather
but
you.
But that's later on.
Okay. All right. Sweetie, I got to tell you something. And I'm just going to, this is my opinion, and I just want to tell you that if you did it the way I'm about to suggest to you, you will never, ever, ever have to worry about work. You are smart enough to get your RN, to become an actual RN. People get talked into doing these physician's assistant or nurse's assistant or x-ray tech or, they get talked into doing a specialty of some sort. And, yes, those are needed. And I want to tell you that I think that's the shortcutting way to do it. You are young enough. You are smart enough. I'd love to see you get your RN. I would like to see you actually be a registered nurse. Because then
you
can go in.
It's funny you should say that. I've been back and forth with that.
Okay. I want to tell you why I think it's better. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get your RN and you're smart enough to do it, okay, when you actually get this, what happens is when people go, oh, Sheila, what do you do for work? Well, I just graduated as an RN. Oh, my God, that's so cool. Where are you working? Well, right now I'm working temporary because I want to make sure that the hospital or the doctor's office I end up in is one that's a really good environment for me. So even nurses that are temporary staffers make a good amount of money. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The more temporary jobs you get as an RN, the more experience that you build up. Who knows? You could be the person that ends up being an ER room nurse, which is better than being a physician's assistant. Because the physician's assistant is the person that's going to take the blood pressure, is the person that's going to weigh in the patient. I mean, it's social. I mean, you get to talk to people. But, you know, all you're doing is paving the way for the doctor. And if you determine that it's not, that person's not worth seeing a doctor, then you, and I think there's more risk involved with being a physician's assistant than there is being an RN.
Uh-huh.
Because with an RN, you have a team of people around you. So what, I mean, I'm just telling you, I really think that the physician's assistant is the shortcut way. All you need to do is do the RN. And remember, Sheila, when people meet you, they like you. So you're not going to have any problem getting a job. But just imagine how much more good you can do when you're right there, because you're really good at handling chaotic situations.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. You're not good with your own chaos, but you're great with other people.
No, I'm not.
But think about it.
That's true.
When a friend calls and they're stuck someplace on the road, you're the first one in the
car
to get them.
I'm the first one to help. Yeah, I am.
Right. Okay, so take that natural mojo, because you have a card here of the healer in your reading.
Mm-hmm.
So either
you haven't
told
that.
You, okay, so let's do something with it. Let's get the credential that is not only accepted by the world as someone that can help, but then your own spiritual energy gets to come through that too.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye.
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 I got somebody here from the 928 area code. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hi, this is Margaret from Arizona.
Hi, Margaret from Arizona. What's your question?
I'm retired, living in an area with a lot of retired people. Been here about 3 years. Haven't really found anybody that, you know, I'd be interested in, except for one. He'd be the only one I'd consider. We attempted to get it together earlier, but I don't know. I just held back. And so now it's going to, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just can't wait to jump in and answer your question.
And now we're going to attempt it again. What do you see? He's a Sagittarius, and I'm total water.
Okay. So here's the thing, is that if you can approach Mr. Sagittarius like he's your companion of choice and not somebody you're going to get married to.
No.
And I actually want you to make that really clear right from the beginning. You know, it's really hard to find a good companion of choice. That's exactly how I want you to phrase it.
He's made that clear to me. He doesn't want, like, ties, emotional ties.
Okay. But see, here's the thing, is that when you say companion of choice, it's still a very fluid term. And I coined that phrase years ago because, you know, when you get to a certain age, the word boyfriend just doesn't cut it. So, and it implies a lot of other immature things when you say boyfriend. So when you're selecting your companion of choice, the way you define that is this is the first person that you want to go to a new release movie with. And this is the first person that if you get a buy one, get one free coupon somewhere, right? The reason he doesn't want ties is it has to do with money. It doesn't have to do with emotional ties. It has to do with money. And so what you say is when he brings that up, say, well, look, first of all, I'm not looking to spend time with people that I'm thinking I'm going to marry, because that is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody I can have a nice time with. And when you say nice time, I want you to define nice time. I want to go on a hike. I want to go to new restaurants when they open. I want to go to festivals when they're here. I want to do the day after Christmas sale with somebody. You know,
right.
The thing is that this guy is incredibly lonesome. I mean, he is just, he is beside himself that he's so lonely. And this time of year is really tough for everybody. So I like the idea of you spending time with him. I also want you to keep your options open. I don't think that you're going to end up meeting somebody just within that community where you are right now. Like we have a lot of communities. Like we have Sun City. We have, you know, communities that are geared toward folks over 55. And what I have found is that there's usually more women than men that are looking for somebody. So one of the things that I would like you to think about doing is, instead of trying to find someone through where you're living right now, and I still want you to date Mr. Sagittarius, still go out and have a good time with him, but the more detached you are about whether the two of you get together or not, the more he's going to want to spend time with you. So you're going to need to treat him like, yeah, well, okay, whatever, you know, and do not chase this guy. Let him chase you. I know that sounds a little fast.
It drives him crazy.
Right, because he's used to women that are Klingons, and
right,
you're not a Klingon, all right? So
no.
So when you take a big step back, and when he will one day stumble across the fact that you're going out with somebody else, it's going to drive him insane. So if you really like this one the best, you need to let him step up. You need to let him say, well, you know I said that I didn't want emotional ties, but I really don't want you dating anybody else. Okay, well, what does that mean? Right,
it'd be a mind bender.
But I'm telling you, until he, it's his idea to say that. You cannot assume that it's exclusive, because he's not going to make it exclusive.
Mind.
Okay, so one of the things that I would love for you to do is a couple of things. I have found that folks over 45 are a little bit more generous with their time when it comes to helping people or helping animals. And so what I've seen is that I've seen people hook up. There's a organization called the Poppy Foundation here in Vegas, and it's a place that rescues cats that can't actually be cared for. They're cats that have medical needs. And so it's a place for them to live out their life and have the medical attention they need. Some cats are there and they're still adoptable, or the owners may have died. And it's just a place. It's wonderful. It's one of the places I raise money for. But there have been a couple of people that have met because they volunteer for this organization. Just like people who volunteer to keep the environment clean, you know, there's Friends of Northern Nevada. It's one of the environmental nonprofit groups that they go out and clean garbage off the freeways. They have mixers. They, you know, they do stuff for the environment that's here in Nevada. But anything that you can do that teaches you something new or participates with people, men and women, is a more likely way for you to meet somebody. I would rather you go back to take a class or two at community college, because you're more likely to meet somebody there, or through some of the extension courses they might have at your university. You're more likely to meet somebody that way than you are where you live.
Right.
So what I'm saying here is that you got to go back to the energy and believing that you are a catch. The only thing that's not working for you right now is that you really would like to want to have one special person in your life. You'd like to have a companion, because everything else about your life, you got pretty wired. You actually like the rest of your life. You would just like to have someone to share it with. So
right.
I actually want you to choose both men and women to share your time with. I would love it if you learned how to play bridge, because more men are starting to learn how to play bridge than women. And if you're not, if it's about 20 to 25% men that are playing bridge now, and it used to only be 5%, and if you're one of those people that don't jump on the single guy in the room and are friendly with him but detached, that one's going to be more interested in you. Because
that's what I've noticed.
Yeah, all the rest of the widows out there want to put their hooks into a guy, and the guy feels it. And when you're not the one that wants to put... It's funny because I've seen it. You know, I've seen it. It's like the single guy walks in the room, and it's like, you know, 10 women look at him like, oh. You know?
Yeah, like Michael Jackson just came in.
Well, let me pick out somebody that I'd really actually find myself attracted to, like Daniel Craig.
Or Sean Connery, yes.
Okay. I'm going for somebody like Daniel. I mean, seriously, I think he's the best Bond ever. And I hope he agrees to do another couple Bond movies, even though he's loath to the idea. But what it's saying here is that you are going to meet somebody. And it's all about you being your sassy, sort of sassy, funny, you don't really give a crap if he likes you or not self.
That's
how you're gonna, I know, but that's how you're going to meet him. And I have to tell you, it's almost like I'd love to see you get a part-time job in a coffee shop just so that you could meet guys.
That's
and I don't
a great
mean necessarily
idea.
Think about it. It's not about you. I mean, you could work at Starbucks if you wanted to, but think about it. All of the guys that you'd be interested in are probably the ones that wake up at 5 in the morning.
Right.
So you decide to go and be a barista for 4 hours a day, and you just sassily flirt with anyone that's in your age range.
Nice.
Okay, and you can even put a trivia question on a little you can put a trivia question of the day that gears toward your age group and see if anyone answers it.
Excellent ideas.
Well,
something
but I'm
to
telling
like engage
you,
them.
Yes, the more playful you are, the more that guy is going to start coming in to see you when you're working. And that's how I think it's going to happen. And Mr. Sagittarius is going to drive him nuts that all these other guys think you're cool.
Well, yeah, everybody at the dog park, he told me, is in love with me, all the men.
Yeah.
But
well,
my
what's
dog
not
died.
To love? Oh.
I know.
Okay, I'm just telling you, you might want to go volunteer at one of the dog organizations where you are. Because I'm just telling you, all you need to do right now is put yourself in the path of men. And that's why I'm asking you, go get a part-time job as a barista at Starbucks. They would love to hire someone more mature that's got a great attitude and is sassy and fun. You work 20 hours a week. You work during the – you say, look, I'm a morning person. I love to work early mornings. And that's when you're going to meet the right guy.
Nice. And I get tips, too.
Right. Exactly. And free coffee.
Right.
Right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Perfect.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Blessings.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Blessings to you. Okay, bye. All right, guys, give me just a minute. I'll be right back.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 203. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Victoria.
I'm sorry. Say your name again.
Victoria.
Oh, hey.
Hey
I'm
there.
I'm glad you called in. All right, ask me your question. I know who you are.
I know. You know who I am. thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So, obviously, you know why I'm calling, but, and I've been trying my best to deal with the love life situation and all that. But, you know, I've just been curious.
Okay. So, I'm turning cards over, and I'm just going to recap briefly for other people that are listening. is Victoria has had kind of a long distance relationship with someone who, and now how long ago did he move to the West Coast?
Last January.
Okay, so he's been on the other side of the world for almost a year, and there have been this sort of going back and forth with the idea of maintaining the relationship, even though it's been kind of long distance. And so what we talked about before is that there wasn't anybody else in his life, and now he has made it clear to you that he's met somebody. Now, what your cards are saying right now is that in regard to you, he's coming up reversed, which means that you need to take a step back. You can't do anything at all to get his attention. You can't reach out to him. You can't do anything. And you've got to stop beating yourself up about anything you think you might have done wrong. Because you haven't done anything wrong. All right? All of this is supposed to happen. What this is saying, and I think the big lesson for you, the big catalyst for you, the big trial by fire for you, is that you realize that you're not going to compromise anymore. You're not going to hold out for a guy that is just not available. You're just not going to do it. And what it's saying here is that he is going to reach out to you again. But it's initially going to be just under the guise of friend, but you can't tap in on him as a choice, at least right now according to your cards. You cannot tap in on him as a choice for somebody in your future. He wishes you well. He wants you to be happy. Right now he's distracted by the other person he's met. He's coming up reversed, which means there's nothing you could do or say that's going to make any difference with him. As soon as you realize that that is a relationship that's supposed to fade in the past, that's exactly what is supposed to happen. Now, the beauty of this for you is this says you meet somebody else, and it's not the guy you've been sort of playing footsies with now, you know, the sort of acquaintance now. There's a new guy that's coming towards you around February. And I'm telling you, if you were still carrying a torch for the dude that's back on the west side of the world, you would have missed this one. So I'm telling you that the biggest blessing that's coming up in your cards is that there is a new relationship that you meet starting in February that looks awesome. So what I want you to do is prepare for the new relationship, whatever that is. In other words, if you think you need to lose a few pounds, lose a few pounds. If it's time to go back to the gym so you can get your energy level where it needs to be, it's time to go back to the gym. It's time to pay attention to yourself. And every time the thought comes up about Mr. West Coast, you need to surround his name in white light and imagine that it's a balloon floating away. Because you're not, right now, you're not supposed to be paying any attention to him at all.
Okay. So he, okay. And so, I mean, I know he's supposed to, you said he's going to reach out to me. So even if I do kind of go my own way and then, you know, I do randomly hear from him, do I even bother, like,
all you do is you say something very casual, glad to hear you're well. You know, I mean, you don't have to be the B word here, but what it's saying is that all you do is you treat him like he's an old coworker that you used to know 5 years ago that's saying hello. You don't treat it with any big deal. Oh, you don't get all gushy about the fact that he finally decided to touch bases with you. You don't do any of that. Because what these cards are saying is that you're being shown that right now, and for a while, this guy's not an option. And so the thing is, the hardest thing to do when a relationship doesn't move forward like you want it to, the hardest thing to do is to recognize that they think you're not the one. Even though you did all this great effort, even though you were your best self, even though you did all this great stuff, you know, when someone gets to that point, there's nothing you can do to prove to them that you're wonderful. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. but the hardest thing to recognize is that sometimes two puzzle pieces just don't fit together. And that's how he's looking at it, is the two of you just don't fit together right now.
Mm.
And even though there was some moments when you guys were together that had that potential, it's not what he's feeling now. And you have to be willing. Right. And I have to tell you, I'm glad this happened before the end of 2016, because 2016 is a letting go year. It's a completion year. It's mm-hmm. stepping back from what's not working for you. And the fact that you can now start 2017 with a fresh perspective that, you know what, the next one, it is going to be the right relationship. But I think you meet him. February is coming up as a big vibration month for you romantically.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 229 area code. Hello, 229. Who's this?
This is Melvin, Mona.
Hi, Melvin. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, ma'am. Just been going through a lot, especially I just want to ask you about on my job. I got injured back in July. Hurt my knee, my left arm, and my lower back. And about 3 months later, I had a little mini stroke. But I'm being harassed.
Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. You're just going through all kinds of stuff.
Yes, ma'am. And I had, like, first they said it wasn't a stroke, and then they ran some dye on my right side and said it seemed just a little clot there in the brain area. But I'm okay, but I'm able to move everything. Just a lot of sore and pain. But my question is, like, with the job that I'm at, because I failed and I had to get an attorney, and I'm being harassed by my supervisors. I've been reported them to their supervisors, and they got to be sitting at the front door of the department store doing meet and greet, and it's totally uncomfortable, and at night, and I can't take my medication until I come home. So my attorney just told me to hang in there, and I just want to ask you, like, when do you see all this stuff, you know, coming to a head, you know, for is my workman's comp claim or any kind
according to this, it's
uh-huh.
saying that it's saying that you need to make friends with people that will help you instead of fighting people that are working against you. You need to make friends with them. And the way to do that is by pretty much expressing what's going on with you without sounding like a victim. All right. So you,
right.
for example, when you say to your supervisor, you know, I really appreciate that you've given me some work to do that is a little bit more is a little easier for me to do. But frankly, it's hard for me to be at the door when the cold is coming in. The place you have me sitting is incredibly uncomfortable, and I'm having a hard time with my knee. I mean, you say, look, I'm having a hard time, and I'm wondering, maybe can I answer the phone instead? Is there a way that is it possible that I can answer the phone instead of sitting here? Because it's really getting hard for me to do that. So you give him a suggestion of something else that he can have you do that is a way to work around what's going on with you physically. Okay, because then if you're not visually greeting people all the time, but you're talking to them over the phone, I actually think that might be a better fit for you. So you ask, because according to this, if it's about you winning people to your team, and there is a woman in particular, dark hair, dark eyes, that's very sympathetic to you. She's the one that I want you to check in with. And I'm sorry, I'm looking at the time. I have to go. Thank you, Melvin. I appreciate your call. See you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.